Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on CASM Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you this week and every week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Check them out. Get your orders in today for your trailers. If you're saying, yeah, maybe coming up here in a few months we could use a trailer, or maybe next year we could use a trailer, maybe it's next week. Well, call Midsoda Manufacturing or stop on in. They can give you details and the options available. Yeah, great spot. Your number one spot for trailers, skid steer attachments, and more, all at Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. And well, this morning I'm going to feature my conversation from back on Wednesday with Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach. She joined us as we discussed many different agricultural topics, and recently was around this central Minnesota area visiting with a lot of folks. We had a chance to touch base, I know, last week at the Anderson Farm near Belgrade, and Michelle said it was great to be back in the area and doing some connections with her local residents.
Oh, yep. We were happy to be home for a couple of weeks, and we went up to the Northwest Angle that first week. You're right, we were over at the Anderson Farm in Belgrade and up at Ron's in Melrose, and then we were also at the Millerville Co-op Creamery there too. So we've had some great visits with folks, and great to finally having things open up and getting to be out and about.
You know, kind of summarize those meetings. Were they informational? Were they to express some concerns? What were those meetings all about?
Well, you know, over at the Anderson Farm, we talked to a lot of pork producers about the workforce issue, and one of the pieces of legislation that went through the House that had some issues. I voted no. It was there are some issues, but it's over in the Senate now, and I know that the Farm Bureau, one of the representatives was there, and they were talking about some of the same issues that I had that they're working on in the Senate. So hopefully they'll be able to fix that up. But that was one of the issues we talked about, is the workforce issue. You know, up at Ron's, there was some state legislation, and Senator Tori Westrom joined me there, and so we were able to talk about some of those issues. Northwest Angle, obviously, we've got the issue of the border being closed down, and hopefully now, I guess in August, Canada's talking about letting vaccinated people cross the border, so hopefully we'll be able to open that up. And with the Millerville Co-op, you know, they have, you know, had some applications to for some grants and some federal funding, so we were talking about those things, but just good, like I said, just good to get out and about and talk to the people what's concerning them right now.
You know, another big issue on the surface for a lot of folks is the drought right now and kind of where to turn. I know trying to get some additional hay out there is a battle as well. It's going to come at a high cost, and that's another major thing going on right now.
And the drought is an absolutely major thing. And one of the things that we did do very recently is we put together a letter from the entire Minnesota delegation to Commissioner Vilsack, trying to get those CRP lands opened up for grazing. And we are continuing to monitor that, and hopefully we can get that taken care of. It's one step, but the drought is really bad, and we need to do whatever we can to help out on that.
I know the tough thing, too, is I know some have said maybe an August 1st mark for some of those CRP lands, but, you know, a forage keeps getting worse and worse and worse without rain, so the longer you wait, kind of the worse it gets, right?
Yeah, and we've tried to impress that on Commissioner Vilsack in order to get that opened up as soon as we can.
Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach joining us here on AM 1150 KASM. You know, a lot of talk, of course, in D.C. too is infrastructure right now. Can you give us kind of a scenario where we're sitting right now? It seems like one side of the aisle is going to kind of take the baton, whether or not the other side is on board.
Well, and we did, the House did pass. The House Democrats passed out a bill July 1st, I believe it was, just before we left on that two-week break. That was a smaller kind of infrastructure bill. It was about, it went through. It was a very partisan bill. It was full of kind of the Democrats' wish list, including, you know, electric car charging stations. There wasn't very much. They did have $1 billion in there for rural roads and bridges, but they also had $3 billion for reconnecting neighborhoods, which doesn't help us out in rural Minnesota to get our roads and bridges improved and fixed. So that one, I don't think the Senate's going to be taking it up, but there are negotiations. I know that the Senate was talking to President Biden, and they were coming up with something. And after the House Democrats did pass this bill, now they've started to include the House Democrats into those negotiations. So we haven't seen a proposal, but we've seen a lot of information, and only about 5% of what we're hearing, about 5% of that entire bill is actually going to go to infrastructure. And there's a lot of $174 billion of the proposal is in subsidies for electric vehicles, and they aren't doing anything for the biofuel industry. So there's a lot of concern with that infrastructure bill, and we've got to make sure that it is actually focused on infrastructure. So that's one of the things we are really after, is making sure that we're talking about roads and bridges, and we're talking about the things that people need.
Some of the things I always notice when you talk about infrastructure, and you mentioned like connecting neighborhoods and how things are named and called, it seems like it's so vague. So therefore, it's kind of an open box where some of those dollars can be used.
Oh, absolutely. And we got to make sure those are tight so that, you know, that when we are talking about roads and bridges, that we are focused on roads and bridges, and we are making sure, you know, we need roads and bridges in rural Minnesota. There's a lot of them that are deficient that we need to repair, and it is our lifeblood. That is how we get our product to market. It is how we get to school. It is how we get to work, and we need to make sure that those roads and bridges are working for rural Minnesota in particular.
Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach joining us here on CASM Radio this morning. Michelle, there's a lot of talk regarding the beef industry and such. Have you had a lot of firsthand involvement on those discussions, where a lot of it revolving around the four major packers kind of controlling a lot when it comes to our supply chain here? Have you had a lot of firsthand knowledge of that situation?
You know, I will say this. There's a lot of discussions going on how we're going to address those line speeds and all of the kinds of things that are going on. You know, a lot of the things that happened during COVID, obviously, were of concern, and so there's a lot of discussion going on around that. I don't know which direction any of the legislation is going to go at this point, but we will. It is something that we are talking about.
Michelle, finally here this morning too, regarding kind of the COVID scenario too, we're seeing an uptick in some of the cases, and you know, it's weird. We hear two stories when it comes to, you know, get your vaccination, and then folks want their choice, obviously, to get it or not. It seems like there's just a constant barrage of mixed messaging we're getting from our leaders in the nation, it seems.
Well, and you know what? And I agree with that, because we are getting a lot of mixed messages. And I do think that it is somebody's choice whether or not they want to get the vaccination. But, you know, we were originally told that, oh, you get the vaccination and you're okay, and now they're backing off on that. And I am concerned about what Fauci is always talking about. You know, it seems to change daily or, you know, very close to that. And I know that he was in front of the Senate committee, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, and is once again changing that message. And so I think that, you know, In rural Minnesota, we have done okay, and I'm concerned that they would be talking about more shutdowns and things like that, and that is just not something we can take.
Michelle, too, just on a personal level, too, how has it been, your time so far in D.C. and acclimating to what's going on? How has that been for you?
You know what? It has been great. I will tell you, the only thing that I miss is having people come out and visit, because we've had the shutdowns, and so we've been taking advantage of the Zoom meetings, but I'm looking forward to having people come out and visit in person, because that's an important part of representing everybody.
Michelle, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being available this morning. We look forward to talking with you soon, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much, and you guys have a great day.
Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach joining us this week here on CASM Radio. And once again, we'll keep you informed on markets, our legislative topics, and a whole lot more each and every week. It's your Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Manufacturing.